at the time. So Hushy, you're also very, very welcome, as are all of our other visitors this evening. Okay, I'm going to just pray and ask for God's blessing. Father, in the name of Jesus, how wonderful to praise and worship you, Lord God, to sing Jesus, only Jesus. Lord, you're the Lord of our lives. Without you, we have nothing. Dean, the Lord, would be here at times. He heard me say at Ian Paxton's funeral that life is meaningless without Jesus. And you captivated his heart and mind, and you brought him to faith in Jesus through that, Lord. And tonight, again, we just say, Lord, life is meaningless without you. But with you, Lord God, we have everything. And Lord, it doesn't matter what the world might do to us. We know that we are safe, forever, eternally secure in your love. Tonight, Lord, we pray that your word would triumph, that it would do its work in this place and in the lives of the people, Lord God, that are watching on Facebook, and in the lives of the people who are listening to the podcast, that you would move, Lord God, to minister to people. You know everybody that's here. You know those watching and listening, and you know, Lord God, the deep need of every soul. You know the burdens that people carry, Lord God. Draw near to people tonight, Lord, please, and minister to them. Help them, Lord God, to taste and see how good our God can be. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Mark, could you hit a light here for me, please? This is the end, as I said, of this series, What in This Broken World is Happening. And last week, I was saying, what in this broken world is happening? Brexit ain't the solution. Now, I voted get out, and believe me, I want out as quick as possible, and I hope Boris Johnson doesn't sell us out and not get us out of it. I want out of Europe. Absolutely. I voted for it. I didn't vote for the peace process. I'm one of these people who challenges most things in life. I voted no to the Belfast Agreement. I would still vote no to the Belfast Agreement. And I voted get out of Brexit as soon as I first heard about it, when I realised that Brexit wasn't a new type of chocolate biscuit. I realised, you know, I want out. Now, you might have different views. The Tory party member, Peter Wilding, he coined the phrase Brexit to present represent the British exit from the EU. And there's been so much scaremongering, I was saying this last week, there's been so much scaremongering going on regarding what might happen when we eventually leave the EU, that I'm surprised no one has suggested the UK will experience a purge. And I was talking about the movie The Purge, and there's four of them out at the minute, and another one coming out next year, I can't wait to see it, where there's a 12-hour period where you can just go out and kill anybody you like. Just to purge all of your bad emotions. And the way they're scaremongering about leaving Europe, they nearly have us thinking that there's going to be this mass amount of people being murdered because we've left Europe, because of the lawlessness that's supposed to go and do abound. Bloody old rubbish. Personally, I believe that we must exit the EU. Now, this is my personal opinion. We must exit the EU simply because it is biased against Christianity. It is opposed to Jesus, and it is opposed to the Word of God. No matter what religious front it puts on, you don't buy its lie. It is biased against Christianity, it is opposed to Jesus, and it is opposed to the Word of God. However, as I said last week, Brexit ain't the solution to the brokenness of our nation. Our nation is broken because of sin. Every nation is broken because of sin. Our nation is broken because many of our citizens reject Jesus and reject God's word. And so we bring in all of these false religions, and we allow all of these false god temples to be built for all of these ridiculous false gods. And that's what they are. They are false gods. The Bible says the gods of the nations are nothing but idols. I don't care if it's Muslim god, I don't care if it's a Hindu million gods, they are false gods. And the Bible is clear, there is only one God. And if people seek God with all of their heart, they will truly find him. And it doesn't matter whether they're people in a Muslim country, it doesn't matter whether they're from India or other places where there's many, many religions. God says any person who seeks me with all of their heart will truly find me. And that is obviously our prayer, whether it be for the Hindus, whether it be for Muslims, whether it be for Protestants, Catholics. We pray that people will seek God with all of their heart, because he promises if they do so, they will find him. And so our nation is broken because our citizens reject Jesus and reject God's word. And although the brokenness of the world and our nation can't be fixed, there is a solution to many of our national, regional, community, family, and individual problems. God is merciful, gracious, kind, and forgiving. And he extends this promise to individuals and to our nation. God says this: if our nation, which calls itself Christian, if our nation will humble itself and pray and seek God's face and turn from its wicked ways, then God will hear from heaven and will forgive our sin and heal our land. Now you can apply that to an individual. If individuals will humble themselves and pray and seek God's face and turn from their wicked ways, then God will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will guide them in his wonderful purpose for their lives. As I've said, I have been sitting in hospices with leading paramilitaries over the years who have carried out atrocities in this country, who have given their lives to Jesus, believing in the promise that if they came to him confessing their sin and asking for forgiveness, they would receive that forgiveness. And I watched them going into an eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ. There is forgiveness for people with God if you will come. It doesn't matter what you have done. God is not interested. What he's saying is, admit that you are a sinner. Admit that you are a sinner and come to me, and I will forgive you all of your sins, cleanse you from all unrighteousness, and adopt you into my family, and you shall have everlasting life. If individuals will humble themselves and pray and seek God's face and turn from their wicked ways, then God will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will guide them in his wonderful purpose for their lives. Well, tonight, as I said, it ends our series, and next week we're beginning our new theme, There is Hope. But as a summary tonight of what in this broken world is happening, I want to briefly revisit what has already been covered to help us understand just how broken our world is. This world, ladies and gentlemen, this world is broken and it can't be fixed. Not even God can fix it. The Bible teaches that because of Adam and Eve's act of defiance against God, sin entered this world and has completely marred it, and there's not a part that isn't affected by sin. It's a bit like Sir David Attenborough's documentary. I don't know if anybody saw the documentary on the impact of plastic in the world. Plastic is absolutely everywhere. If you go to the highest mountain, to Everest, there's much garbage left lying by people who just throw it there. At the highest mountain in the world, there's plastic. At the highest peak, there's plastic. Sir David Attenborough then said, if you go to the depths of the ocean, there's plastic, there's traces of plastic. Birds have got traces of plastic. All humans have got traces of plastic in our system. It's absolutely everywhere. And so it is with sin. Sin is in every heart, it is in every human, and it mars the image of God in us, in which we were created, and it manifests itself in so many different, deviant, disgusting, and dreadful ways. All humans are sinners. All humans are broken people. And we cannot fix ourselves. Just like our world as we know it is heading to destruction, so humans likewise are heading to destruction because of our sin. That is what the Word of God teaches. Climate change is another proof that our world is broken. Whether you believe, like Sammy Wilson, that there's no such thing, and I could maybe side on that, whether you believe in climate change or not, climate change is another proof that our world is broken. And no matter what people like Greta Thunberg tells us about, we need to listen to the scientists. We need to listen to the scientists. Scientists can't fix our world. We haven't been good stewards of the things that God entrusted to us. We can, by environmentally friendly interventions, perhaps we can prolong our days, but nonetheless, this earth is heading to destruction. Don't fool yourself into thinking it's ever going to get better. Things can't only get better. Do you remember the week we did that? With the Labour Party conference at the time with Phony Blur coming on saying things can only get better. Well, it hasn't happened, Mr. Blair. Things can't only get better. The world is a worrying place. It's a sick place. We saw. It's hard to believe this. It's hard to take this in. But 95%, hear that? 95% of the world population is ill. It's incredible. And as we seek to find our happiness in life, we become selfish, putting our own needs ahead of the needs of others. And we've been looking for life and the answers to life in all of the wrong places. I know people who think that they can find life at the end of a pint of beer. I know people who think they can find life at the smoke out of a rocket. I know people who think they can find life by being involved in a whole lot of relationships. People think they can find life in money and all of these different things. But they're looking for life in the wrong places. Or as the Bible says, they're searching for life in dead places. We're looking for life in a selfish way. And the answers to life in all of the wrong places. When life challenges and difficulties point us to our deepest need, because I would wonder tonight how many of us in this hall, or how many watching on Facebook or listening to the podcast, have been in certain circumstances in life when we've called out to the God that we don't believe in, or the God that we just about believe in because we heard about him in Sunday school. But we were in a crisis situation. We were faced with a challenge and we called, oh God, if you get me out of here, if you help me this time, I'll change. And we haven't, and we forgot about that. After many years, we forgot about it. God helped us out. God continues to help us out, but we forget to give him the glory. When life challenges and difficulties point us, because believe me, life challenges and difficulties point us to our deepest need, our need for a Savior, our need for God. We choose to believe our own lies and the fake news, as Donald Trump calls it. We choose to believe our own lies and fake news, or else we create our own false gods rather than accept the truth that sin separates us from the only God, and our sin is leading us to a lost eternity. Our sin and sinfulness manifests itself in so many different, deviant, disgusting, and dreadful ways. But we try to cover it up. And we pretend, well, we're good people. Or as Pete was saying this morning, well, we're not as bad as your man down the street. We're not as bad as that Taddy Gordon. Do you know that he did this? Do you know he did? Do you know he was in jail? And we're not as bad as him. And instead of accepting who we are and accepting that we need a Savior, we choose to believe our own lies and we pretend that we're good people rather than acknowledging we need to be rescued. Instead, what we do is we put a plaster over the wrong wound in the hope that we will get better, but we won't. The whole world is marred by sin, so much so it is completely broken and it can't be fixed. Every person born into this world is born in sin, and no matter how much people may choose to believe their own lies about sin, they cannot fix themselves. Humans need a Savior. And this, ladies and gentlemen, this is why Christianity is all about good news. Yeah. I'm trying to put a smile on my face here, you know, because I know, as I said all the time, how often you hear Christians talking about the good news of knowing Jesus and the faces on them like lurking spades. You know, the Christianity is all about good news. It is God's good news, the good news of his son Jesus. The good news of the Bible is that God knew the terrible predicament that mankind was in because of sin. And then his love for us, because God loves us, make no mistake, God loves you tonight. Because of his love for us, he sent his son Jesus into the world to rescue us. The Apostle Paul puts it this way in 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 15. He says, this is a faithful saying. This is a faithful saying and worthy of acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Do you hear it? It's a faithful saying. You can bet your life on this, that this is true. If you're a betting person, this is what it's saying. You can put everything that you have on this to be truth. This is a faithful saying. It is worthy of all acceptance. It says, forget about everything. Whatever you have to do, do whatever you need to do to accept this, because it's worthy of all acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Let me tell you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, the price for sin, according to the word of God, the price for sin is death. Be it one sin or a thousand sins, the price for sin is death. Be it a small sin or be it great sin, the price for sin is death. And those who die in their sin will be cut off from the life of God for eternity, and the Bible calls that hell. Is it any wonder the world needed and still needs a Savior? But remember, the Christianity that we're talking about, the God of the Bible that we believe in, who is the only true God, he sent Jesus into this world. And although he committed no sin, he died to pay the price for sin so that those who believe in him, it doesn't ask you to be a good person. It doesn't ask you to come and tell God all the sins that you have committed, because God already knows all the sins that you've committed. It says that God sent his son Jesus into the world to die to pay the price for sin so that those who believe, so that whosoever believes in him might be saved. This is good news. This says to the worst person in the world, doesn't matter what you have done, there is hope in Jesus. There is salvation for you through Jesus Christ. There is forgiveness for all of your sins, past, present, and future, through faith in Jesus Christ. Note that the Apostle Paul emphasizes Jesus came into the world to save sinners. To save sinners. See if you think tonight that you're not a sinner. You're lost. If you think tonight, I'm not a bad person, you're lost. See if you think that you haven't done anything wrong in the eyes of a holy God, you're already heading to hell. The Bible is clear. Jesus came into the world to save sinners, not good people. Somebody said to me yesterday or the day before, because of all of the scandal in the papers and all, see you give Christianity a bad name. I said, yeah, I know, isn't it wonderful? I know, and there's a whole lot of us, we're called sinners. What about you? Of course I give Christianity a bad name, because I'm a sinner. A sinner saved by the grace of God. Amen. This planet is heading to destruction because it's broken beyond repair and it must be destroyed. But listen tonight to the good news. Listen to what the Apostle John was told to write by the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus himself told John to write this down so that in 2019, people sitting in Shiloh Hall in Listener Brain, people watching on Facebook, people listening to the podcast would hear this. This is the words that Jesus gave to the Apostle John, told him to write it down when he was caught up into heaven and he received incredible revelations about things that will come, things and how things will end. And he writes these words in Revelation chapter 21. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Verse 3. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle, or the dwelling of God, is with men. And he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Then he who sat on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the abominable, the murderers, the sexually immoral, the sorcerers, the idolaters, and all liars have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Do you hear that? This world, ladies and gentlemen, is broken and it cannot be fixed. Humans are all sinners. We're all sinners. But God didn't leave us in our sin. Out of his love for us, he sent Jesus to rescue us. And what God sees is this world is broken. And so what does he say? There will be a new heaven and there will be a new earth, because the ones that we know will be no more. Jesus will make all things new. And the sin of the world and all of its different, deviant, disgusting, and dreadful ways will be no more. Not only will there be no sin in the new heaven and earth, but there will be no more death, no sorrow, no crying or pain. All of these things will have passed away forever. When the Lord makes all things new, he will dwell with his people, and he shall be their God. What was ruined way back in the Garden of Eden by the act of defiance by Adam and Eve through the deceitfulness of Satan will be restored. Humans will dwell with God and he with them. I've said it many times over the last 16 weeks. The world is broken and can't be fixed. It's heading to destruction, to be destroyed by fire. The world is broken and can't be fixed, but you can tonight. You can. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. That includes you. Sin has marred every one of us, and it separates us from God. But because Jesus came into the world to save sinners, those who confess their sin, forsake it, and turn away from it, trusting in Jesus to save them, they shall be saved indeed. It is only those who repent and believe in Jesus who will dwell with the Lord in the new heaven and the new earth. Those who reject Jesus and his salvation will, as the Apostle John was told to write, will be cast into the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And so as we bring this series to a close, I'll say this for the last time. The world is broken and can't be fixed, but you can. Will you humbly come to Jesus, confessing your sin. That doesn't mean come and tell Taddy your sins. I have enough sin in my own life to worry about yours. It means agree with God that you are a sinner. Will you humbly come to Jesus, agreeing with God that you are a sinner and that you need his salvation, and ask him for it? And he promises you, if you do, he will forgive you all of your sin and you shall be saved. Christian, remember the truth. We know and love God. Remember the truth that we know and love God is good news for broken people. The truth that we know, the truth that Hoshi Moan and others here were taught in this place as children when we heard the stories of the Bible and sung the Sunday school songs, that truth is good news for broken people. May we go forth in the strength of our God to tell others the good news of salvation through faith in Jesus Christ and in Jesus Christ alone. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus tonight, because he is our hope in a broken world. We know, Lord God, that this world is broken. We know, Lord God, that it's heading to destruction by fire. You've told us it in your word, Lord God. You've told us that you're going to make things new, Lord God. How incredible, Lord God, that is. We just pray, Lord, please, that all of us in this hall tonight, those watching on Facebook and listening to the podcast, that we would all avail of the full and wonderful salvation that is offered to us through faith in Jesus Christ, your Son. There is no other way for anyone to enter into heaven. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Lord, although we live in a broken world as broken people, we ask, Lord, please, that you would preserve us by your grace, and that you would keep us safe in your eternal love until you have called us home, when we shall be forever with the Lord, when we shall see you face to face, when you will be completely in all of its fullness, when you will be our God and we will be your people. Lord, I pray tonight for anyone that doesn't yet know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, that by the power of your Holy Spirit, you would show them the truth. Whosoever believes in Jesus shall not perish, but have everlasting life. May they receive that truth into their own lives, in Jesus' name.